This is a CBC podcast.
Welcome to the Story Store, the very professional place where your stories are made to order. I am Mr. Orlando, the store manager, and with me is a cat. Wait, why is there a cat here? Gary, why do random things always happen when you're around?
Oh, hi there, Mr. Orlando. Don't you remember? Part of my assisting duties is running Take a Cat to Work Day. This is Old Yeller.
What? Old Yeller? Well, what kind of a name is that? Yeller. Got it.
Come on, Old Yeller. Press the answering machine button for our next story order.
I'd like to request for a story about two enemies, an orange and a banana, that made friends.
What a fantastic fruit suggestion.
Yeah. This tale is called Fruit Side Story. I take you to two fruit families, both alike in dignity, in the fair grocery store where we lay our scene.
Ooh, it's dramatic and original.
No comment. Now, the grocery store was closed for the night, and a banana named Brandon was making his mark in rival territory. Almost.
We should leave. This shelf gives me the creeps.
But his best banana, Buddy, wouldn't let him back out.
Do you want to join the banana bunches or not? Like you even have a choice.
Fine. Okay, bananas rule. Oranges drool.
Take that, you citrus clowns.
Yeah, who you calling clowns, you walking peel?
Brandon and Buddy turned around to face a gang of angry oranges. Their leader, Oliver, pointed at them.
Get him, fellas!
Brandon and Buddy ran away, past the grapes and the avocados, back to the fruit stand on aisle one.
Bunches! Bunches!
Yeah, we're gonna make you wish you was banana bread!
But when Oliver and the oranges turned the corner, bunches and bunches of bananas stared back at them.
Get 'em, fellas!
The two gangs of fruit ran at each other, but just before the fiercest fruit fight got underway, a baguette named Officer Krumsky entered the scene, twirling her baton.
No, fruits! This wouldn't be troublemaking, would it?
Not wanting to get hassled, each fruit turned on their most winning smile.
Let's fight! Never!
Yeah, we like bananas.
Well, that's good to hear it! Next time I see you oranges on banana territory, or vice versa, I'll be putting you both out in the as-is bin. Carry on, fruits!
Not wanting to get in too much trouble, most of the oranges and bananas went back to their respective aisles, plotting each other's demise. But not all of them. Brandon Banana felt bad about the trouble he stirred up. He was a good egg.
But I thought he was a banana.
Huh? No, he was a bit... Oh, no. A good egg, Gary, is just the way of saying he had a good heart. He went to the freezer aisle to reflect.
Wow. Look at the way the frozen foods glisten in the freezer. It kind of makes you feel...
small.
Huh? Who said that?
An orange named Valencia was sitting by the freezer. Brandon hadn't seen her. He'd been too busy daydreaming.
But I like feeling small sometimes. It really makes you marvel at how big this grocery store really is.
Wow.
Brandon had thought all oranges were terrible. I mean, that's what the other bananas said. But the more he talked to Valencia, he wasn't so sure. She was witty. Oh, so witty.
And then she said, fro-yo? More like, fro-no.
Maybe oranges and bananas didn't have to be enemies. Maybe they could be friends.
What is going on? Why is my sister hanging out with a banana?
Hey, get your sister away from my pal.
Or maybe not. Somehow, Oliver and Buddy happened to catch the two friends.
Wait, the sister?
You don't get to say who I'm allowed to be friends with.
Hey, you oranges, get away from my appealing friend.
Yeah, we're going home, Valencia. A banana like that can only be trouble. And don't let me catch you back here, you sorry excuse for a plantain.
Oliver and Valencia turned to go back home.
I thought she was great.
Turn off the juice, boy. Get your head out of the ceiling fans. Bananas and oranges are enemies, remember?
Brandon thought he had seen the last of his new friend, until he went back to the frozen food aisles the next night. There, written in frost on the door, was a message from Valencia.
Brandon, this fruit feud is ridiculous. Meet me at the Peaceful Pear Pier tomorrow, and we can hang out. I thought you were cool. Get it? Like frozen food? Anyways, see you later, chicken tater.
Brandon and Valencia met up and had the best time chatting that night. And the night after that. And the night after that. Like pens, sometimes two friends just click. That was until...
Great hangout, Brandon. I guess I'll be seeing you. Whoa!
Valencia tripped over a pear and sent all of the other pears tumbling to the floor.
Sorry, pears.
The noise piqued the interest of the orange gang and the banana bunches. Both groups thought the other had been way too quiet this week, and now was as good a time as any for a fight.
I thought I told you oranges to stick to your own kind.
I don't know what to do, Valencia. I'm sorry. Someday, there'll be a place for us.
Somewhere where fruit can be friends regardless of the type.
Yeah, low-fat yogurt chance of that happening. Let's rumble!
As the fight broke out, the two star-crossed friends looked into each other's eyes. Would this be the end? All of a sudden, Brandon and Valencia each peeled off a section of their peels. Everyone stopped fighting. No fruit had ever done that before.
Is this what it takes to get your attention?
All of you, you peeled us. Not with fighting or name-calling, but rotten attitudes.
All of the oranges and bananas looked at each other, ashamed. All of a sudden, the lights in the grocery store turned on. The owner was here. Every fruit froze.
Wait. What? What are the bananas and oranges doing with the pears? I'll just move you back except for you, and you.
The owner carried Brandon, Valencia, Oliver, and Buddy to the back room.
Look, I don't know what's gonna happen to us, but I'm sorry. I'm just a banana trying to act tough when I'm actually bruised inside.
I feel the same way. Sometimes I wonder if I've passed my due date, you know?
It's working, Brandon. All the bananas and oranges had to do was talk to each other.
See? We aren't so different after all.
Put it there, friend.
You got it, friend.
The fruit finally saw each other as equals. Unfortunately for them...
Yep, it's time for a smoothie.
They were all equally delicious.
Whoa! I did not see that coming.
Right? The end. Cat paw. What? Cat paw? Who put that there? You get out of my stories, old yeller! Yeah! No!
Well, while Mr. Orlando works out his differences, listener, if you want to order a story from the Story Store, you can call us at 1-888-413-2781, toll-free in North America, or email us your audio request at thestorystore@cbc.ca. Thanks for your help today, old yeller.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.